Hello, dear viewers. Here I am in Heon Wy, in Powys, Wales. So this little town lies about a mile west of Offa's Dyke, and it's only got 1,600 people. It's incredibly well known, despite that, partly because of this converted old building. What was it, a warehouse or something? Richard Booth, Booth's Bookshop. So Richard Booth was an Englishman who came here, and in 1977, he jocularly declared it to be an independent kingdom. And since the proclamation of the kingdom of Heon Wy, or Hay, it has thrived. He set up this little cinema here, then the local press took interest. So it was a quaint but really back end of nowhere town, and then it's world renowned. It's got over 20 independent bookshops, or second hand bookshops in almost every case, a major book festival with the big name stars like Stephen Fry, Sir Stephen Fry, coming to address people. So it's just incredible. What was kind of near Brecon and the Brecon Mountains, Abergavenny. Fenny's a much bigger town, but far less famous. So that Richard Booth died in 2019. I don't know if he's buried in the town. Quite a few churches, including the Religious Society of Friends, are meeting here. So what else are I going to say? Heybridge Toll has long since been abolished. You see that? Saying how much you have to pay to get your beasts across them. Okay, so they count horses, mares and geldings as different. You see, according to that table of charges. So that's it. A very quiet town. No railway station, of course. So very close to Herefordshire. So Neufmarché was a Norman marcher lord who conquered this because, okay, this is Wales. Wales wasn't really united. Various different princes battling it out. And Wales was once double its current size, if you go back to sort of the Dark Ages. And then the Normans came to England, gradually to Wales, as the Welsh marches, not fully controlled by the Welsh or the Norman kings of England. And Neufmarché helped build a castle. Then the de Braos family, Matilda de Braos in particular, held it for some time. The town was sacked by Owen Glendower in the 14th century, the Welsh separatist leader. Look at this, the Welsh girl. It's a traditional Welsh hat when they dress up in their folk dress, which is not very often. But yeah, I'll show you some of the bookshops here. So very hilly, as you can see. Not too many sheep here. There are in the countryside. There's a joke that Welshmen are supposed to love sheep. And by that I mean really, really, really love sheep in an absolutely physical sense. Methinks it's not true. They used to say about Carthusians as well, as the people went to Charterhouse School. Okay, so Murder and Mayhem, this book. You can guess what the theme is. Okay, that skull. Is the cranium there as a memento mori? Probably not. And look up there, these homicidal fiends. Okay, Christian Doyle. How are these things profitable, being so tiny? I mean, what is the profit of one of these books? They say when you publish a book, as the author, you get roughly £1 a copy. Yeah? Because these things, in books selling for £20-25, the publishers and the cost of printing, blah, 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 and the tax. Okay, and so we go on. So you've got to have your motor vehicle here, because not much public transport in such a small place. So, old-style architecture, almost nothing more than three stories high. It's thought to be one of the most commodious places to reside in the Principality of Wales, okay? So, it doesn't seem to be any chain shops or cafes. Well, that's refreshing. All family-owned small businesses, you see there? And I wonder whether this stone is hewn from the local quarries. Gay on Wy. Not the sort of place I thought would have a bit large gay community. But you know, I stand corrected. That Welsh dragon has rather faded. Oh, they made it pink on purpose. Silly me, I get it now. Down towards the town square. By far the best place to shop here is Oxford. I can tell you it's got excellent staff. That's the old cheese market there. And the upper floor was used for the Catholic congregation to worship in. Okay, then the only solicitor ever hanged for murder was from Heon Wy, hanged in 1922, poisoning his wife. You may have seen, is it Michael Kitchen star in a film about him about 20 years ago called Dandelion Dead? And he claimed the poison he was using was to kill dandelions, but she died. I don't know why they got suspicious. He then married his mistress. They exhumed her body 10 months after the death, the wife that is, anyway. And they proved that he had murdered his good wife in order to clear the way for him to wed someone else. Okay, so, yeah. And there's the river wire close by. Here's the clock tower with the weather vane up top. All right. Farmer's Welsh Lavender. What more could I want? The world's first book town. So, an international site of pilgrimage for bibliophiles. And of course, it was mostly a market town in the early days and has a handsome castle in a good state of repair. You can visit as well. Belle vue, as in beautiful view, en français. And they're twinned with Timbuktu in Mali. Look, 3,746 miles, Le Redou. I don't know, is that in France or what? Okay, so you're getting an idea of the scale of the place. Outcast books, yet more books. But you know, it's a living town. I don't see boarded up places. You know, when business has gone out of bus because online shopping killing the high street and stuff like that. The granary, cafe and restaurants, so quite a few farmers around here. Was in a Conservative constituency for a while, then in a Liberal Democrat constituency as it is now. Methinks Lembit Opik represented for a while, the only ethnically Lithuanian MP in the United Kingdom ever. Even more unusually, he grew up in Northern Ireland, went to university in Newcastle, and sat for a constituency in Wales. And so we go on, okay? So you're beginning to get the idea. Look at the portico over there. What do you think of that? It's not quite salmon pink, it's not quite orange, it's somewhere in between. Slightly dull, almost dirty shade of orange. So you, when you press the doorbell, you're out of the rain till the people come down and let you in. Okay, so you're getting the idea. Rose and Crown, quite a stereotypical name for a hostelry. And a B&B Beyond, bed and breakfast. I like in the United States, B&B are actually quite low cost and simple here. Might be an extra bedroom in somebody's house. There's also a youth hostel, as in for people on low budgets, often backpackers who want to go around to the countryside where they can have a dormitory of, you know, 5 or 10 people. Men and women together often these days, they don't separate them by sex. Obviously, that's made a veritable minefield by the transgender issue. And there's a place you can hire canoes to use on the local river. And there's a rivulet to the east which separates the principality from South Britain. I can't remember the name of that stream, but it'll come to me. Now, the Welsh language name of Heon Wye is like Igeli. Now, curiously enough, I'm actually not fluent in the Welsh language. I don't know how I fare around with that here, but this is quite Anglophone Wales, being southeast Wales. There's the River Wye. That's the bridge over the River Wye. Okay, so you got an idea what it's like. Right, everybody, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.